Derry City drew 3-3 at the Brandywell on Sunday afternoon with league leaders Shamrock Rovers. In a pulsating tie at the Brandywell, Derry City took the lead after 2 minutes through Ellis Chapman. He took a ball from midfield and sent his captain Michael Duffy down the left. He continued his run into the box, met the return from Duffy from the byline and slotted home from 12 yards. Duffy scored himself on 16 minutes to make it 2-0. He rolled the ball under the keeper from the edge of a 6-yard box, having taken a fine pass from Dara Burns on the edge of the box. Rovers came back into it on 28 minutes through Michael Noonan. Graham Burke broke down the left and his low cross into the box was met by Noonan, and he scored a carbon copy of the opening goal that Derry scored through Chapman. Chapman made it 3-1 on 33 minutes. Identical to his first goal, he met a low ball from the left into the box from Duffy, and he steered the ball wide of the goalkeeper's left-hand dive. Michael Noonan raced clear into the edge of the Derry box 4 minutes before the break and thundered a great shot that the Derry goalkeeper pushed away for a brilliant save to keep Derry's lead intact. Into the second half, Rovers made a number of changes and they were telling substitutions. Graham Burke pulled a goal back for 3-2 on 72 minutes. Wolf Fitzgerald had been on as a sub 3 minutes before. He sent in a cross from the left, which Burke firmly headed in from 6 yards out. 10 minutes from time, Dylan Watts made it 3-3. Fitzgerald again, the provider, across from the left. Watts had time to shoot and score from 10 yards out. There was a clear foul on Barry Cotter in the run-up to the goal. The referee dismissed it, and Derry had to make do with the point at the end of the day. Disappointment of sorts, but I'm sure pride and a lot of positives for the manager and the players to take from today's result. It finished at the Brandywell on Sunday. Derry City 3, Shamrock Rovers 3.